It's 50 degrees on Friends Plaza at 8:50 in time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. USDA released export sales numbers for the week ending March 22nd this morning. They look like this: wheat, 19.4 million bushels this year, 4 million next year. Corn, 44.2 million this year, 1.3 next year. And soybeans, 9.9 million this year and 0.1 million next year. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of AgriView out of Morton, Illinois. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to weaker today amid reports that most plants are full for the week. Terminals are called steady to weaker, tops from $39 to $42. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, March 28th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,975 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $51 to $61.50. The weighted average, $58.23, a loss of 88 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.19 to $50.70. The weighted average, $47.72. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,263. The base price range was $50.50 to $61.22. The weighted average was $57.87, a loss of $1.04 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.06 to $49.50. The weighted average, $47.39.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
If you would like the key numbers from tomorrow's planting intentions and quarterly grains and stocks reports delivered to you via email, go now to WILLAG.org and click on the subscribe to our newsletter link. When the email message opens, simply click send and you're subscribed. We'll send those numbers out shortly after they come out at 7:30 tomorrow morning. Joining us now in the studio to take a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Thunderstorms scattered from Ohio River Valley through Wisconsin, northern half of Iowa to Minnesota, and eastern North Dakota on Wednesday. Rainfall reached 0.9 inches at Bloomington, Illinois, and most areas reported a few hundredths of an inch to a quarter inch, with the numbers of totals reporting a half inch in Kentucky, southwestern Ohio, northeast Indiana, and southeastern Minnesota. Dry weather occurred in the southwestern half of the Corn Belt. High temperatures were in the 40s and 50s in the far north and 60s and 70s in the south and west central crop areas. Rain and thunderstorms will impact a large portion of the Midwest at one time or another during the weekend into early to middle part of next week. The greatest rainfall will be in the western Corn Belt today through Saturday and the eastern belt Friday through Sunday. Precipitation that occurs thereafter should be on the lighter side. A cold northwesterly flow pattern will evolve during the middle to latter part of next week. Moisture in the atmosphere will significantly decrease, reducing precipitation potentials as the cold air will dominate the region through the balance of the second week of April. Total dry weather is not expected, but rain and snowfall produce as much moisture as the region will receive over the first week of the outlook. Frost and freezes will impact most of the Midwest late next week and again during the week of April the 9th. Extreme lows in the teens and 20s north and 20s and 30s in south are anticipated. In the time when the coldest air is still not clear, with a first wave of frost and freezes sometime at the end of next week. High temperatures over the next few days will be in the 50s and 60s north and the 70s across the south. A few lower 80s may occur periodically in the lower parts of the region until the rain arrives later this week and during the weekend. Frost and freeze conditions will be nearly non-existent through the weekend, but they will develop in the northwestern areas shortly thereafter. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, showers brought widely varying rainfall amounts of up a tenth to 1 inch across northern North Carolina and southern Virginia on Wednesday. High temperatures were mostly in the 80s with a few 70s in northern Delta. Lows this morning were in the 60s and 50s and 60s in the southeast with a few upper 40s in North Carolina and southern Virginia. The Delta will see a temporary break from the net drying this weekend as widespread rain is expected. Most of this rain will be light and will not induce a lasting increase in soil moisture. The southeast will not receive as much rain as the Delta, and net drying will advance in most locations except for portions of Alabama, where over an inch of rain may fall from Sunday into Monday. Drying will be slowed late next week when cooler air arrives, and beyond next week, the next round of widespread rain will occur from April 8th through the 11th, with the Delta favored for the greatest rainfall. High temperatures through the middle of next week will be mostly in the 70s and 80s, with 50s and 60s today and 60s on Friday from South Carolina northward. Cooler temperatures will arrive Thursday, April 5th, and highs will be in the 60s and lower 70s. In Brazil, no significant rain fell Wednesday, and high temperatures continue in the upper 80s to lower 90s in the east, and more solidly in the 90s in the west. Extreme highs to 100 degrees occurred in southwestern Mato Grosso and far northwestern Sao Paulo. No big changes to the forecast were made overnight in Brazil. We'll continue to experience net drying and very warm temperatures for the next few days. Any showers that occur will be brief and light, with Rio Grande do Sul seeing precipitation most often. Rain from Argentina will shift into southern Brazil during the weekend and early next week, but amounts will not be anywhere near as great as those in Argentina. In Argentina, no changes of significance were made to the forecast tonight overnight. Rain will continue through Friday and into Saturday morning before a week to 8 or 9 days of net drying takes place. Eastern parts of the nation will need most of that time to recover from the serious flooding they've seen recently. Temperatures remain mild to cool at times in the next couple of days due to the dense cloudiness and rain. And northern areas will continue very warm. Highs will contrast from the upper 60s and 70s south to 80s and lower 90s in the south or in the north. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 471, up a half last trade on change. July, 475 on change, last trade on change. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 457. And a half, up one last trade, up 1 3/4. July, 471 down a quarter, last trade up a quarter. May corn open at 388 down a half, last trade up one. July, $4 down a quarter, last trade up 3/4. December, 399 and a half, down 1 1/4, last trade up a quarter. July, 2008, 415 down 1 1/2, last trade up 2 1/2. May beans opened at 770 and a half down a quarter, last trade up a quarter. July, 785 down 1 1/2, last trade down one. Novies, 812 down 1 1/4, last trade down 3/4. May soybean meal opened at 217.90 down 40, last trade down 30. May soybean oil opened at 32.38 down 3, last trade down 12. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Boy, those corn numbers were pretty good today.
On the export bookings, they sure were 44.2 million bushel. The trade on the high side of things was just looking at something a little over 30. Nevertheless, I think this corn market's ready to just sit still until after we get past these numbers tomorrow. So I'd say that the opening may be down a fraction to up a penny. Lots of long liquidation this week, and I think that will continue into the trade today.
I would expect wheat and soybeans also will stand still today for the most part.
Yeah, it'll be pretty darn dull. Heavy rains in Argentina in areas that are ready to harvest, though, could be a little supportive on the beans, even with the export number just under 10 million bushel. Trade was looking at 11 on the low side of things. The market will be steady at the outset, but we may come back in with a little more short covering.
And the wheat?
Wheat steady, maybe as much as a penny and a half to two higher. Export bookings there, again, on the high side of things. Just we have seen some real solid fund buying coming into this wheat market in the last couple of days, and I continue to expect to see more of that.
As you look at the planting intentions and quarterly grain stock estimates, what is the most likely scenario in your mind?
I think a really key number is going to be on the grain stocks, what the corn use has been over the last quarter, how the livestock feeding shakes out. If these grain stocks come in much over 6 billion bushel, I think it will be very negative towards the corn. On the planting intentions, you know, people really have plugged in an increase of about 10 million corn acres, up around 88.5 million planted acres. Something would have to be 86 or under to be bullish there.
Turn your attention to the Merck, please.
At the Merck, I think we're going to see a little bit better hog market today. Packers look like they're a little short bought. Carcass values really built this week. Futures will be up 20 to 40 cents. At the Merck on the cattle, futures I think will be mixed. Box supplies really are looming large over us. I think maybe we've seen a high price for the fed cattle for the week. I think sellers are probably going to pull back and leave cattle to spill into next week. I look for a little more selling in the cattle.
Thank you, Alan. Alan Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.